All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Success Academy coaching Q&A session here for our second week together. Today is February 6, 2019, and hello from a very snowy Salt Lake City, Utah. And we have lots of you joining in from around the globe. We've moved to this system. This is a system I pay for my larger conferences. I prefer my other one for the more intimate group coaching, but this is a fantastic support to help any of you that if you want to join in on a webcast, which is particularly for our international friends. That way they don't have to pay. Here in the United States, either phone line is like a free 800-type number, but outside of the U.S., they have to pay to dial in to the live. So I'm excited to be back here with you guys. I still have the sexy voice. I have had an experience with a flu bug that I've never had before. So take all your supplements. I don't get the flu. I don't believe in it. I'm one of those types, right? No, but I'm pretty healthy naturally and lots of supplements and all those kinds of good things. But my goodness, it has this flu bug has made me rest quite a bit. We'll just say it that way. So, but I am feeling excited to be here with you and looking forward to supporting you. Just like last week, I know some of you, if you're with us last week, hopefully you're back again, but the experience is, you know, as we go through these Q&A sessions, there's so much magic that happens. And it, because of the case of what's happening with you each as you show up and share, is some weeks you're going to share, some weeks you're not. But as you do share, or the weeks that you listen, either way, you'll find the magic that what comes to the conversation as a group is actually quite applicable to all of us and the universal application. So I'm going to invite you, if you've not yet already logged off your social media, your email, grab yourself a warm cup of tea or favorite beverage, maybe some water, that might be helpful, right? Grab your notebook, you'll want something to take some notes with, and get yourself just ready to open up to receive. And as you do that, I invite all of you to just drop into some thoughts for me. It might sound something like thinking about for yourself what's new and good. What's new and good in your life? Some wins or victories. And secondly, what's up for you? As you just tune in and ask, you know, what's up for you? Is this helping you drop into that awareness for yourself as well? If you'd like to raise your hand on this system, my understanding is you'll press star first and then the number 2. Star and then the number 2 on your keypad. Or if you're joining in on webcast, my understanding is that it gives you the prompt to say raise my hand. So I invite you to do that. But again, I invite you to, this is your time and you're more than welcome to raise your hand. It looks like Karen's raised her hand. We'll come to her first in just a moment. And the rest of you, if you want to get in the queue, go ahead and press the star sign first and then the number 2. Or again, if you're on webcast, I think it gives you the prompt to raise your hand. So go ahead and you can do that as well. But welcome, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you. So Karen, I'm coming to you. Let me just unmute you. Okay. You should be unmuted if you want to lead out with your new and good and then go from there.
Sure. Well, new and good is I launched my website officially this weekend, and it's been just overwhelming the amount of positive feedback I've gotten from friends, family, potential clients. It's just been really overwhelming and really exciting. So that's been really great.
I love that. Congratulations. It's such a cool thing to give birth to, and love watching that process for you. So way to go.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My question is as follows. Sorry, that's my alarm that we have our call, so let me turn that off. My question for you is I am having a little bit of trouble with laying out my week in terms of my social media. I know that we had talked about, you know, the day is this, and I feel like I need a little bit of help starting that process again. Like on Sunday night, what should I be doing to lay out for the week? How much do you plan ahead? How much do you leave for things that, you know, happen to add in? Like, I feel like I'm not doing a very good job at staying on top of social media.
Okay, and tell me what tells you that. Like, usually when we say I'm not doing something well, we're in a comparison to someone else or something else. And so are you not posting or sharing at all? Are you sharing? Do you feel like it's sporadic? You don't feel like it has a plan? I mean, if you can elaborate a little bit, I think that would be great.
Sure. So before, you know, probably before November, I was posting at least 2 to 4 times a day, going live every single day. And that really, like, bolstered me. With everything that I'm building right now, I just don't have the time, you know, because my little one is still in, you know, preschool, to be building a business and then also doing that as well. So I'm comparing it, I guess, to myself as to what I was doing in the past. So my fear is that I'm going to lose the audience that I already had and not continue to build the audience that I need because I'm not planning. So I guess I feel like my posts are afterthoughts, and I don't want them to be afterthoughts. Not that they're bad, but I think that, you know, if I had a actual plan for how I was going to plan these out better, I could hold myself a little bit more accountable to building that audience, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So a couple of thoughts. The good news is what you were doing before was way too much. So if you're feeling like, oh, I'm not doing as much, that actually I think is in your favor. Anyone I even love to follow, if they were going live every day, there's no way I'd watch that. And 3 and 4 posts a day on Twitter, that's okay. But on any other platform, that's way too much content. So the good news, right, is that, and you're not wrong for having had done that as well, just realize, think about going live on Facebook as like a live podcast, right? And all the great mm-hmm. podcast people I follow, they have one session a week drop. So I think one live session a week is ample. Because the other thing is that if you're sharing so much content, what you're actually making happen in your algorithm is you're making one post compete with another post of yours. And so if I have a post that's out that's doing really well, even if I have content planned for the next day, sometimes I'll push it a day. Because if I put new content on top of a post that's already doing well, my new post doesn't get very much traction because the one that's getting well, doing well, is the one that the algorithm will keep pulling. So for all of you, just know we're going to do a deep dive on week 6 of social media is included. It's a big part of your marketing plan, and we're going to talk about social media in detail. So I'm going to highlight a little bit of this for Karen, but she's also been through that when we met together in December. So I'd say pull out some of those notes, but I do think having a plan to say, okay, I'm going to encourage all of you on the main platforms of maybe you're really on LinkedIn because your audience is more corporate, or maybe you're on more Instagram, or you're on Facebook, maybe you're on Twitter, Pinterest, those types of things. And it changes a little bit per platform. But let's say the two dominant platforms that currently have the most engagement and eyeballs would be Instagram and Facebook. So with Instagram and Facebook, ideally all of you are posting 4 times a week. Again, if you're using social media as a way to grow an audience. And so let's say, and if you want to post every day, that's okay too. I just would be sensitive and aware of, again, when you become really, I've become a student of the algorithm, because that's what is determining what gets time and energy and focus. So that's why when I say don't put out multiple posts a day, because you actually then compete with your own posting. And that doesn't give you exactly what you need. And I'm picking up a little background noise with you, love, so I'm not sure if there's something that you're doing or if you want to mute yourself, fine.
I'm moved to a different area, so I'm moving.
So I think you can definitely plan it, though. And like we talked about when you were here, is I love to think about, say, Mondays is for motivation or for mindset. Tuesdays could be any kind of tip for whatever your business is. If you're in real estate, hey, here's what three things to increase your curb appeal. If you're in health and wellness, hey, three things to fight the flu that's going around. If, you know, your case of saying three tips to, or even one tip, because I'm just throwing out the number three, but one tip to, one thing that helped me on my fertility journey was XYZ, right? Wednesday then could either be back to another motivation, or Wednesday could be, you know, wisdom, or it could be lifestyle. You can pick which day any of these fall. But I think any of you that are, you know, again, utilizing social media, you want to utilize your social media as a great content sharing platform and sharing around what your message is or what your product is or your service is. And so I do like to have some idea of a plan for the week, but sometimes I'll see a movie or I'll see something or experience something that's really just happening in real time. And so then I'll utilize that content, will kind of override perhaps what I had planned. But the planning process, right, I think it was Dwight D. Eisenhower that said, the plan is irrelevant, the planning is priceless. And so sometimes the plan isn't always what exactly happens, but the fact that I have a plan and you having a plan will help you feel more, more confident and consistent at what you're doing. What we're after more than anything on social is engagement, I believe, and creating community. And so as you're dialoguing with people, as people comment on your things and you respond to them, right, or as you're doing Facebook or Instagram Live, you're engaging with them as you're in that space, is that engagement really creates more community, which is the power of what social media can be. Does that at least give you some thoughts, or do you want to, is there anything else you want to go from there?
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely does. It's like I feel so conflicted because, you know, I did cut back after we had spoken, but, you know, it's like there are so many schools of thought, you know, and then I was just, I guess, you know, my upper limit problem happening there with, you know, oh, my gosh, you're not doing, you know, you're not doing it right. You know, it just kept, you know, wearing away at me. But, no, that makes sense. So you think four times a week within 7 days is sufficient?
Yeah. If you want to do 7 days, I mean, again, but if we were to think about what's kind of that sweet spot, I'd say 3 to 4 times a week. I think if you're saying, hey, I want to produce content every single day and I want to post once a day, but I think that works too. And again, based on the platform, Facebook and Instagram, as a personal individual or a personal brand, I think you've got 1 to 2 posts max a day.
Okay.
If you're Nike or Apple and you intentionally follow that page on Instagram, then they absolutely, I think, can share more content in the feed, in their feeds, because people follow them as an intentional brand. But even then, what we'll talk about when it comes to social media is they're heavily sharing stories and content that inspire you. Like, rarely does Nike put up a post that says, hey, buy this pair of tennis shoes. No, they're regularly showing you an athlete, someone hiking, climbing, running, sweating, pushing your limits. You can become your best self. I mean, they're regularly speaking to their inspiration. And so you want to talk to, you know, we'll talk again on week 6, we go into detail on this, but I love the 80-10-10 rule, which is 80% of your social media shares need to be value add based. Quotes, posts, tips, blogs, videos, content, right? Where you're being the resource. And again, you might be a real estate agent. You might be a hairstylist. You might help people with health. You might help people with infertility. You might be a business coach. And that you're regularly sharing things that are content heavy. 10% personal share, or maybe a little bit of your family, or hey, I'm traveling here, or this is my favorite smoothie I like to make. This is the book that I'm reading, or I love these cute pair of shoes, or my favorite golf courses, whatever, right? And then 10% of your sharing can be marketing related. Now, marketing can be a direct ask in terms of a sale. Marketing can be, hey, join my free newsletter list. Marketing can be, hey, I'm hosting a free course this week or something like that. But whether it's free or paid for, anything that you're marketing would be in that 10%. So we just want to do a lot less of that. So we just focus heavily on the content.
Got it. Got it. Perfect. Thank you so much, Tiffany. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Okay, I am coming next to Jamie. Let's see. There we go. Miss Jamie, you are unmuted. If you'd love to share your new and good and then whatever your question might be. The rest of you, if you'd like to get in the queue, again, press the star sign on your keypad first, star, and then the number 2, and that will raise your hand. So if you'd like to share or ask a question. Jamie, you're unmuted, so you may need to unmute yourself.
All right, I had my mute on. Can you hear me now?
I can. There you go.
Okay. Good. Sorry, I have a little bit of what you have, Tiffany, and I'm the same way. I never get sick. So I'm a little bit
froggy. Yeah, it's been
intense. Throated.
Lots of people I know, same thing. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's very odd. So I had posted my question on Facebook this last week. I'm taking this coaching because I'm just wanting my next step in life. And I just wanted to ask you maybe to talk about how to know, how to follow the clues, how to know what the next step is and how to just listen to what that is.
Yeah, so tell me just a little bit about you. Tell me what your business is, and when you're talking about what's next and what next step, are we talking personally or professionally or a combination? You know, give us just a little bit of background, and again, if you'd lead out with something new and good, that's a great place to start.
Well, new and good is obviously this coaching. to be really honest, I've followed you for a couple of years, and I kept saying, I really want to do that coaching. And, you know, before I was actually doing doTERRA, and I'm really not right this moment. I'm in grad school and I work full time, so I'm pretty busy and I just haven't decided to do anything right at this moment. So the new and good is definitely the coaching. It's been so inspirational and I've really gotten to look deep inside of myself and see what it is that I really want. So that's new and good. So I don't have a business right this moment. I guess that's where I'm at. I just want to kind of think about what is next and, you know, personally and, you know, career-wise. And I know I posted on the Facebook page, if, you know, $10 million landed into my world right now, I would have no issue knowing what to do. I would be starting an animal sanctuary, an animal rescue. That's, you know, really where my heart is. But until that, you know, I'm kind of just step one maybe right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that. And I love that you're clear about what you do if you win the lottery, you know, or some big family inheritance from lost aunt you didn't know about that left you all this money or however that
worked out.
Exactly. You know. So I think that's good. And I think, let me just ask one more clarifying question. Are you feeling any kind of discontent about where you are? Or is it just more like I'm open to creative possibility?
Yeah, so that's the great thing about my world. I'm more content in my life right now than I've ever been. The last year has been one of the best years of my life as far as, you know, financially and personal satisfaction. So I'm actually really in a good spot right now. I think I wrote to you last year on January 1st, I said, you know, I really want to double my income this last year, and I did. And it was very easy. It just kind of presented itself. And so I'm kind of at that point again where I'm like, you know what, I think I want to try that again and double my income this year. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm really content, though. I'm not unhappy. I'm not sitting in a space where I'm like, oh, if only I had this. I'm in a good space, but I also am very clear that, you know, I want more.
Yeah. Well, I think you're in the right spot. The only reason I ask that is sometimes the discontent is the belief we should be somewhere other than where we are.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And how that can percolate. So I think some of the same, you know, the work that we covered on Monday and we started working through, and some of those exercises is a great place to start, is just sitting with the question of, even the, for me, I love to journal to the question, what do I want more of in my life?
Mm-hmm.
And on the flip side, I also look to look at, what do I want less of? Because they're both clarity questions, and that's really the question you're asking me, is clarity. How do I know what's next and so forth? It's just sitting with and observing those emotions for you. It's, what do I want to feel more of? And what do I want less of in my life? And what's, and it sounds, the great thing, Jamie, is like you're saying, hey, there's a lot, I'm a lot of peace and happier than I've ever been. Like, there's a lot that's good that's happening. And so honoring that and celebrating it, and there, and that may just be exactly where you're meant to be right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, hey,
yeah.
I like the job I have. I like the people in my life. And it's just allowing it to be. And if that's good for you, then allow that to be the case.
Sure.
And then
yeah.
If there is new, or you are wanting something different or more, the more that we work on being clear about that and allowing our heart and our feelings to guide us in that, makes a big difference.
Exactly.
So, right? But I think sometimes, especially here in the U.S., I think we're more so trained. I'm curious how this mindset hits with our friends outside the U.S. But sometimes the mindset in the U.S. is always, it has to be more, 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 more. I've got to acquire more. I've got to grow more. I've got to earn more. I got to double more. I got to, you know, it's like I've always got to be in the pursuit of this bigger next thing.
Yeah.
And if that's authentic to you, then yes. But if it's not authentic to you, then no. Right? Like,
yeah.
I remember 2 years ago, one of my mentors was like, let's do this, and you could do that, and you could go here and create this and create that. And I was like, yeah, I'm not interested in that. I know I could, but I like having a boutique business. I'm not interested in hiring 25 coaches to work for my brand and, you know, and do this and then do that. But could I do that and go that way? And have I watched some other people create that? For sure. That wasn't authentic for me and the lifestyle I wanted. I like working 25 hours a week.
Yeah.
And that I have a great life in doing that. It doesn't mean I have a perfect life, and there are things that I'm working on now and creating some new things, but that's because it's authentically come to me, that it's something I want to be doing and creating. So I think we just check into that. Does it have to be more? If your heart's wanting something new, or there's a creativity that wants to come forward, then I would honor that. But that will become more clear for you as you just tune in, I think.
Sure. I do want to say, you know, I've spent the majority, and maybe a lot of people on this call can relate, where you're in a place of dissatisfaction because you're not making enough money. And so I've spent a lot of time being in that place where I've kind of just been really unhappy because I needed more money, or I wanted this, or I wanted that. And so I'm pretty proud of myself now that I'm in a place where I'm not dissatisfied, thinking I can't be happy till I get to this place or that place. So I feel really good about the work I've done and the place, you know, how far I've come. That I am in a place where I'm like, yeah, I'm really content. You know, life is good. My life is good. And, but then I also see this, I don't know if any of you ever watch Extraordinary Houses, that show. I'm so drawn to that show because I love those homes. They're so beautiful. And so, you know, in my mind, I know that I want an extraordinary home. But I live in a beautiful house. I love my home. So it's just one of those things where I'm here now and I'm good with it, but I also see something over there that looks pretty amazing as well.
Yeah. So give some space for that to percolate, because it's also okay. One of the things I said on Monday's training session was the permission question. Is it okay for me to want what I want? And to want more is also just okay, is totally beautiful too. And allowing that. And so I can give you some questions of how to help you, but the questions really allow you to learn to trust yourself to say, what's right for me? And in this season of my life, right? Because there are seasons for building there are seasons. It's like the scripture that says, you know, to everything there is a season and a purpose under heaven, that there are seasons for building. First 2 years of my business, I mean, I hustled my tail off.
Mm-hmm.
It's partly how I have what I have now, but it's like I hustled my tail off. That was the season. It was new. It was a lot of, and now my business is heavily referral-based. I still absolutely are doing things where I am out proactively nourishing and connecting and adding a lot of content and value. But, you know, there are seasons to life, to business, to the year that we're in. And so it's just trusting where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want more,
yeah,
great. This is the week to dive into it. Is,
yep,
vision boarding and visioning and looking at, gosh, what is it I want more of in my life?
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, who's next? Who else would love some support today? I'd love to connect with more of you. I know there's more of you that are here live. Would love to support you. If you'd like to share, what are you learning or what's new and good or what's up for you? Again, raise your hand. You press star 2, star sign or asterisk sign, the number 2. Or if you're a web-based joining us, it should say on your web-based platform, it should allow you to say raise your hand. All right, Miss Allie White, Pocatello, Idaho, it says.
Yes, Idaho.
Hello, good morning, love.
Hello, good morning. Oh, so many downloads. I'll share what's good and new this week. I'll just do something personally. It's just been a nice opportunity over the last 2 days. I've really positioned myself to be able to have some juicy downtime with my family. And so we have not really hustled or worked this week. We've just played, which has been really nice, and which is not always the tempo of our family. But we've just really had some awesome opportunities to totally disconnect and really reconnect with one another. So I choose to totally celebrate that in the hustle and bustle of crazy life that I often find myself in. So,
well, I love that. So I'm glad you've enjoyed some downtime with the family.
Yeah, way and really just kind of like super disconnected from everything else at a pretty high level, which has been good. I think sometimes we assume that we're doing that, at least for me. I definitely assume I'm doing that. And then I get wake-up calls and go, oh, wow, maybe not like I thought. Maybe it could use a little love in this corner. So that's my new and good. And I think I'm kind of having a realization, and so I choose to connect that. And, you know, it's interesting to share in a group like this just because of the nature of what I do, and I'm a coach, and I feel like I should know so many things, right? But this is why I'm here, because I need this self-care and awareness, and I'm so grateful for what it's showing me. I hopped on last week and talked about disconnect, and one of the things that totally occurred to me this morning, and so I think what I'm looking for is to just keep processing through this realization. The realization I had even this morning, and I'm sorry I forgot your name, love, whoever went just now, you know, looking at, you know, I have a lot of content in my heart and life is good. A realization for me was that I am very used to my motivation being based in urgency, right? My motivation to show up and to connect is based in urgency or scarcity or fear. And I had not realized the depth and breadth of that, because I do try, I'm heart-centered, I try to be soul-driven and really connect, but I had no idea what was feeding it at these different levels, and I don't have that right now. I'm at a different season of my business and my life where there's so much trust, there's so much I can rely on, and I'm finding that I'm a little uncomfortable without something to be concerned about, which is so odd, and again, super vulnerable share, right? I'm just going to show up and say it.
Bring it.
But I had no idea that I was in this space of serious struggle addiction. That's what I would classify it as, like addicted to struggle, addicted to hurry, hustle, hurry, something's going to go wrong, hurry. And it just struck me like this light bulb went off while she was talking. Oh, my goodness, I'm content. And I don't know. Let me upgrade my language. I have not operated with huge drive in a super content state And that is interesting to me. And I choose to explore that and just really connect with, okay, so what does this feel like and what does that mean? And does this make
sense?
Yeah.
Yes. I think for me it does. And I'm curious, this is where sometimes these questions, I think, gosh, I wish we were all in the same room and we could dialogue as a group, you know, do some group sharing at the same time. But I think for sure is, you know, urgency can be such a great motivator, and we can all have urgency addiction, right? Like when we talk next week about, we're going to do a deep dive on time management next week. And in that conversation, it's looking at, you know, are we really tending to our core priorities, or are we just operating out of reactivity of what's urgent or bright, shiny, or right in our, what's buzzing us right now, or are we really working on some of our deeper projects or motivations or priorities? And so sometimes I'm with you. I mean, I'll raise my hand with you. There's times where it's like, yeah, when there's urgency to something, you know, you're either like Jamie was sharing a little bit about, gosh, I'm content, but I'm still wondering. You hear her and her share talk about that. Like, I'm content, yet there is more that I'm also drawn to. And so it's just that the path and the process of that to say, okay, but can I be motivated without the urgency? I believe the answer is yes. It just means we'll have to come from deeper purpose, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that purpose of like, okay, I want to change more lives or impact more people, or I really want to grow my business, not because I have to or I'm struggling to pay the bills, we're comfortable, but it's more, I really want to take my family to X trip next year. And it's like above and beyond of something we've done. Or I really want to be able to give back in this level, or I've really felt drawn to being able to bless more people's lives, or, right, or I want to, you know, sponsor a child in some other country, or I want to help really contribute to my church or this cause. Is that sometimes that, again, when we're comfortable, the motivation, I think, then is like, okay, how do I leave a bigger impact?
Yeah.
It's,
you know, and I think I just,
that it's giving yourself,
oh my gosh, no, that's
too.
Yeah.
To
that to me is
it's
the goal.
Okay, to be comfortable.
To be there. Yeah. I mean, my long-term goal is to be in a place where it's, I think, you know, in my journey and in the journeys of others I support, I definitely see like there's kind of three phases. There's like self-sabotage, which we don't know how to get out of. And then, okay, I can self-care. I can take care of, good care of me. And my ultimate goal is, how can I be in succession where I just am looking for, who do I serve? How do I show up? What's next? How else can I give? And so I just, but what you said, that totally spoke to my heart, you know, come from deeper purpose. And it's just that new level of, and I would have, you know, I just think back to sweet little me years ago, and it makes my heart tender just because, especially when I was starting everything, there's just this such desire and really working out of trying to heal fear and money issues and scarcity and, right, just all these things. And I would have given anything to feel this kind of, oh, I feel okay. You know, I'm not scared every day. I'm not worried all the time. You know, there's just so much that's healed. And I guess that's a solid, good reminder of you get to go way deeper in purpose, which is such a rich place to pull from. I just honor every leg of this journey, but that's huge. No, that was kind of right on the head for me. So, oh, thank you. Perfect. Yeah, how do we... Oh, all the time. That's just such a perfect motivator, really, at any stage anyway. So thank you. Just perfection.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. Some good clarity questions for all of you coming up today, right? And again, it's just some of these questions require us to spend time in with self, right? Some intimacy of saying, what's right for me? What's authentic to me? What do I want more of? Some of us, you know, it's like, hey, I'm motivated by pretty simple things, but it's okay to also say, hey, no, I'm motivated that I want a bigger home or a different home, a dream house, a Hawaii house. I want this car. I want that thing. I want, and any and wherever you're at in the process is totally fine. And some, you know, it's just allowing yourself, though, to spend time with knowing what's authentic to you. That requires take some time offline. Just because what your friend's doing or what that person's doing doesn't mean that's what you need to be doing. It's just what's right and authentic to you. What do you really want? What do you want more of? What do you want less of? What do you want to feel more of? And some of the questions we were talking about on Monday, just we can keep modeling some of that today. It's like, oh, okay, awesome. That's what I want to create. All right, Miss Joanna has her hand up. You are now unmuted. If you'd love to share what's new and good, and then whatever your question or share might be.
Hi, Tiffany. So I think this week, just share my new and good, actually. My husband and I decided to take a leap yesterday to do something that we've been thinking about doing for a while, but we just scared to take the leap because of financial situations and time constraints and just overthinking it a lot. But it's been, I love your word, percolating. It's been percolating in my mind for the last month, probably. I've just been going back to it and just thinking about it and just thinking how good it would be and how fun it would be, and then how much success we could have if we just leaped. and we did it. We leaped. And I mean, last week I was saying, I don't know how I'm going to have the time, but it feels so right and it feels so good. And I haven't been this excited about something in a while. And so I'm giddy with excitement and with the possibilities that this is going to bring. I'm nervous and scared at the same time because it is a huge it is a pretty big leap, but I'm excited. And so I'm happy about that, and I wanted to share that.
I love it. Do you want to tell us what your leap was? I mean, you don't have to. I think that can also stay personal.
No, it's fine. It's a business idea of doing home decor engravings, but World Yes, and so kind of doing like proclamation to the family and Jesus to Christ on wood engravings and just different home decor ideas. And so we leaped and we bought the engraving machine that we need to do it. And we have events booked and we have things in motion and in play, but I'm excited about it because it allows me to use design. It allows me to design, which I never thought that I was really good at, but I actually really like it. I love being able to design on the computer and then seeing it come into play. I'm a planner, and so it kind of takes what I like, which is planning beforehand and then seeing it come to life and seeing it happen. And I know that's kind of dorky, but it's just,
well,
it's
congratulations. It's not dorky. It's beautiful. And I'm excited for the two of you. And it sounds like something that you've thought about and been drawn to. And I love that you're already, you know, you've bought the equipment and you're booked into some events and like you're moving it forward. So congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So what's your question today, or how can I best support you? Can you hear me?
Sorry, I muted myself.
Oh.
Sorry about that. I just said,
that's okay.
I just wanted to share that as I've been listening to the success principles and as I've been listening to your coaching, you know, it's something that I don't think I would have been able to leap at beforehand just because I overthink everything probably a thousand times over, and I think of all the negative ramifications and I don't let myself just do things sometimes. I have to overthink it. If not, it's not going to be okay. And so this time it was exciting and it's good. and I can feel it.
Love it. Well, thank you for sharing that, Lynn, and that insight. My ask of you is, as you are doing your mirror work or just in any daily mantra or affirmation, is I trust myself, or I'm learning to trust myself. I also want to add things like, I trust life. Life is working in my favor. God or universe has my back. Just simply because overthinking, and I can do it myself. I think every one of us on this session can raise our hand at that at some time, point or another. We've done that, right? And it's like, oh, we can get into that. But a lot of times that's really about, do I trust myself or do I trust life? And it's like, oh, I'm trying to make sure it's the perfect outcome. And while I do believe in certain, absolutely, especially some things, some decisions more than others, they do require some research and some time and thoughtfulness or prayer to them. But there's also a balance of exactly what you've just modeled, which is it's time to take action. Let's take the leap. I think it is a really big win, love, because it's about the business, but it's also a beautiful lesson about trusting yourself.
Thank you, Tiffany.
You're welcome. Nice work. Okay, I am coming next to Christy Palmer. You are unmuted. If you want to share your new and good, Christy, and then what's up for you or your share, either one.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can. Welcome.
Okay,
happy
cool.
Good early morning to you.
Yes, they are good mornings. They're very positive start to the day. So my good and new is the starting the day on such a positive note with all of the mirror exercises. I do them first thing in the morning, and I find that that's been really helpful in setting the tone for my whole day. My question, or what I need some help with, is I had some major surgery just over 2 years ago now, and I'm still recovering from that, and I feel that that's holding me back because I don't have the strength, the physical strength anymore to do much at all. So I'm finding that the fact that I need to come home of an afternoon and lay flat and I can't play with my child. And that's really, it's heartbreaking to me because I was such an active person. I just want to be able to get out there and play. And I find that because I can't do that, it's holding me back from being able to move forward in my business, because I want to be able to spend time with my family as well as moving forward in my business. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I'm sending you a big hug through the phone and across our really big pond in between us. But we're heart to heart. We're connected. So I just send you lots of love. And there's a couple of thoughts that I want to share with you about this. But first of all, number one is to allow yourself, you know, the feelings that you feel, and if, you know, the process of meditation or some journaling. But really, when we go through a big life change, in like this case, surgery or a health issue, there is loss there. So there's grief here, right? And the grief is, gosh, things are different physically, but there's also grief at the loss of the dream and the loss of what I thought it was going to be. And every one of us, honey, every one of you on this call, at some point, you've either gone through it, you know immediately what yours is, or you've gone through something or going through something where we lose the loss of a loved one, or we lose a job, or we have an estrangement, a relationship that falls apart, or a divorce, or we go through a financial disaster, or, you know what I'm saying is, we've all been through some kind of loss, and that all of us will have or already have faced or felt the feelings at some point that my life looks different than the way I planned or the way I hoped. And so part of it is this dynamic is the loss of, well, I thought I was going to get to be this kind of person with my child. And there's loss there. So there's honoring some grief there. So I'm saying some journaling, or if you've read some work around grief, that might be of value to you.
Yeah, cool. Oh, definitely.
Even though you're still going to be like, well, I'm working on my health and I'm working on my recovery, there is still part of you that says, gosh, I've been through this loss. And even though you're like, well, I'm alive and my child's alive, we can still love each other, and maybe I can't maybe run like I thought I might, but we can do art together or create, or while my child plays sports, I can cheer them on or whatever that it is going to be. This is one of these things that is so up and so true for every human. Is life looks different than the way I planned. That's true for me, Christy. My life is very different than what I'd hoped for or planned. And it still brought some amazing, beautiful blessings. But the reality is I've had to do grieving myself. And at times, as a human, still grieving the loss of one path I thought my life was going to go on, and it didn't. So I hear you. And I know, so some of it's honoring the grief while you're still working on the recovery. The second part to your question is, next week when we talk about time management, I'm going to start planting a few seeds right now. Is that you can absolutely, it's like, I want to grow my business and I want to be present with my family. And I also obviously need to take great care of me. That actually would say number one. So then you have the energy to do the other two things. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So one thing I'm going to start asking you to look at already right now is, what do I want less of in my life? Where is there too much noise? Where are there distractions in my calendar or in my time? Because sometimes as humans, we might think, gosh, I want more time for X, Y, or Z, but I'm getting distracted with too many emails. Or I let my cell phone ding me all day long and I don't have a boundary on it. Or I scroll too much social media. Sometimes there's more time and energy, but we have to stop some energy leaks in our lives by having healthier, more intentional boundaries on our time. So just start entertaining that thought. And it might be email, might be social. There might be some commitments that you're committed to that are no longer a resonant fit that would free up more time for your business or family. Just some thoughts to consider. And again, next week we'll do a deep dive on the time management. It is really being clear on, these are my key priorities. Therefore, we learn how to say no. No is a complete sentence. That if something's not within the top priorities that we really want, then we say, for this season, that's a no. You just get more intentional about what you are using your time for. And you might already be doing this. I'm just saying this is one way to help protect your energy and to help you really invest it where you would rather have it go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell me about the tears you're still feeling.
I just think realizing that I need to take the time to grieve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, grief is legit.
to change up my bigger picture, because it's not going to be what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Are you doing your mirror work?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Yeah, you mentioned that. You start your day with it.
Yep.
So keep doing that. But as you're doing that, is affirming, and I see you, and I love you, and I'm proud of you. I mean, look at you, little fighter. Look at you. You know, but giving yourself some love, but also saying it's okay, sweetheart, to cry. It's okay to be sad. We're not going to build a house here and live here for 20 more years. But we are going to give ourselves grace that we do get to feel the feelings. And go through those experiences. A lot of tenderness for yourself, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I'll be thinking about you. If we can support you, I can support you in anything else. By all means, again, you can reach out and share it in our Facebook group and send me lots of love right now. Allow yourself, drop into what would feel good. Ask yourself that question. We talked about this on week one, the question being, what do you need, sweetheart? That all of you are learning how to have better inquiry and into yourself of, what do I need right now? And if you're like, hey, I need to curl up with a movie and cry, or I need to go get ice cream, or I need to go for a walk, or I need to listen to something, or I need to take a nap, or I need to talk to a counselor or a good friend, is trust what your heart teaches you or shows you what you need.
Yes, I will be fine. I will be good.
I know.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You're going to need lots of love. Okay, who's next today? We definitely still have a little more time, and I want to utilize it. Anything else percolating that's out there? Anyone else have something you want to share, something that you're wondering about? It can be business related. It can be personal related. Okay, good. We had a couple hands pop up. I am coming to 435, last four digits, 0219. You are unmuted if you want to introduce yourself and your name, where you're calling from, and your new and good, and then your share.
Yeah, this is Tawny West from St. George, Utah.
Hey, Tawny.
Hi. So
welcome.
New and good. Oh, thank you. Can you hear me okay? I'm on my AirPods.
I can hear you great.
Okay, my new and good is I started learning how to play the cello a couple of months ago, and this week I've been able to get through about 5 songs without squeaking my strings, so that was a huge leap for me.
Nice.
And just something fun that I've allowed myself.
You just started learning how to play the cello?
Yes. Yeah.
Had you always wanted to learn that?
No, never. I actually went to a Piano Guys concert in November. And I thought, gosh, that would be really cool. But, you know, I thought, I'm too old. And then I had a couple of experiences afterward that were kind of really spiritual, really tender for me. And I just allowed myself, I guess, to follow that path. Found a teacher, bought a cello, and I'm learning how to play. So I love it, though. It's really fun.
I love that. Thank you for reminding all of us that no matter our age, if we want to learn a new language or learn a new instrument or pick up a new hobby or a new career path, it's definitely doable.
Absolutely. Okay, so kind of where I'm at in my question, my biggest question would be, a couple years ago, I feel like I started on this path, and it was all very new to me with personal development, starting a business, just kind of some big life transitions overall. And I was in such an awesome space of feeling, I mean, I felt gratitude so much all the time, to the point where I would cry all the time just because I felt so grateful. It was this almost blissful feeling, and it was kind of easy for me to feel that. And things started to flow in my business so easy. And it went on for about a year, and there was definitely ups and downs, but then I got to a point after about a year and a half where I hit some huge roadblocks, and it felt like everything just crumbled. My business crumbled. And since then, it's been about 8 months, and I feel like I've been in this space of constant struggle and fear and anxiety and kind of the just analysis paralysis almost. So what I feel like, and just to be very vulnerable, like jumping into this program, my inner bully came out big time, and oh, it's just going to be another one of those things that you don't finish and that you're not successful at. And where I struggle the most, and what it's so interesting, I don't know if it's just my patterns or what, but I'm having a hard time breaking it, is even doing the work. So like the mirror work and things like that, like I'm still stuck in my same patterns of getting up at the same time, exercising at the same time. You know, I'm still stuck in those same patterns, and I'm not fitting in doing that work, which is where I know the changes will come. So I'm seeing that I think I'm resisting it for some reason, even though I want it. And so that's really an interesting awareness for me to have. And I feel like a part of me just is like, well, why don't you just give up on all these dreams and all these things and just, you know, be a mom, be a wife. I have 5 kids. It's definitely busy, but there's also a really big piece of me when I say that feels like I can't breathe or like I'm dying. And it's like, no, like I feel like a part of me very much is, you know, a purposeful part of me needs to fulfill this. And I know that if I don't, that I'll look back when I'm 80 and I'll regret it. And so I'm just in this space of struggling with myself, if that makes sense. I hope that all made sense.
Yeah. I sure love your honesty and vulnerability and being real, and how many of us can relate to some of the things she's saying, and your inner bully, right? I call that voice in my mind the judge. Oh,
I like
that.
That
judge is like, carries around a ruler. It's like, keeps a lot of score. Let me remind you of lots of things, you know. It's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So one of the chapters in the Success Principles, and you're not assigned it, but if you'd like to go read it, I think it's number 32. I don't know that 100%. And I don't know all the Success Principles, everyone, by the way, but there's a handful of them because I'm familiar with them, I know. But anyway, it says transform your inner critic to an inner coach. And we all have an inner critic or inner bully. I love that language, because that just like gives you such a, for me, a visceral feeling to that. So one, know that it's normal. But as you have those feelings come up, is to say, hey, guess what, bully? I made a new decision that it's about progress, not perfection. So you're right, I haven't done everything I've ever started perfectly. There are some things I started didn't complete. But I've learned a lot, and I'm continuing to progress. And I'm learning more now, right? And so some of that's just awareness that we all have won that experience, so you're not alone in that. It's just what's the self-talk and how we respond is what can be significantly different, and therefore influence the outcome when that bully wants to show up, right? Or the judge or the critic. I'd say with the mirror work, you know, let me just tune in. There's like 3 ways I want to go with this. So tell me why you don't do it. Because we're talking about maybe 30 seconds, maybe 2 minutes.
Right.
I mean, it can be as long as you want it to be. So it's not a big time commitment of a new habit, but what's your resistance to doing it? Does it feel silly? Does it feel awkward?
No. No, I think my biggest resistance is my belief that maybe I'm going to get hurt again, because I did things like this before, and it was incredible, and I saw the most incredible changes I've ever seen in my life. But then when I hit that road bump, it was such a painful space for me that I think, I don't know if I have some resistance, because it's like, is that going to happen again? And so am I just going to walk that same path again?
Yeah. Was the road bump had to do with your personal development? Or the road bump was that your business, when you said that fell apart, and your personal development was maybe woven into your business?
Yeah, definitely. They were definitely kind of hand in hand. But, you know, I have to take responsibility for that too, because I can easily look back and see where I started to get busy, because I just had the hustle, and I started putting more focus and energy into the physical side of my business. And I kind of let the other side, which I think is the most important piece, the mental side, I let that slide. And then as a result, I mean, that's exactly what happened in my business.
Yeah. So you're just having an association to, oh, that could be maybe be painful. But the gift of what I love about the mirror work is this is just about you with you. It's not about a business or even other people or relationships. It's your relationship with you. So I'm going to ask that you commit that you're going to do it 7 days in a row, and that you're going to be accountable to that, and you're going to share with our Facebook group, hey, everyone, I did my mirror exercise today.
Okay.
You're like, oh, I just got uncomfortable.
You know, but I have tears coming up, which is really interesting.
Yeah, because this, you know, there's some intimacy there and some healing that's going to happen. Because you're going to eye to eye say, I see you, I forgive you, I trust you, I love you, I allow you to receive. You know, there's intimacy there, which is why some people do avoid it. But it's also beautiful healing.
Okay.
But I want,
thank you so much. I'm excited.
Reason, you're welcome. There's no attachment that what it will do for you, meaning, you know, in terms of quote unquote, like business or results that way, but it will help yourself. The other thing I ask that you take on as a personalized assignment is I ask that you do some journaling to that experience you went through and ask yourself, sit down and journal to, what did that teach me? What was that experience? What's some of the gifts I learned from that? Or what was I, you know, or even if it was terrible, but still there's lessons there. What did it teach me? I find that even when we can glean some lessons from the hard things we've been through, it still allows us then the opportunity to transform them.
Okay.
And to help them not have the same kind of potency. The other secondary thing just to pay attention to is your business falling apart. What did you make that mean about yourself? And you probably made it mean, gosh, I am this versus, wow, I experienced this.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely did do
right.
that.
Yeah. So then there's where it impacts the self-esteem, as it would for, I mean, I'm not saying that wouldn't be challenging for any one of us, but it's just being able to put a little space between that your business is not who you are as a person.
And
your worth is not attached to past success or past failures. So thank you for sharing. I look forward to hearing about you're welcome. I look forward to hearing about your mirror work and some of the insights that are going to come for you. So I'm going to wrap with a thought that Tani sparred or brought up for me is, again, for all of us, for all of you, is it is truly about progress and not perfection, about being committed and on the journey. And same thing, if, you know, as you go through 8 weeks of this course, we're in week two right now, and if you go, oh, man, I didn't do all of week one's assignments, maybe I'm behind, I'll just cash in, forget it. No. You just recommit and work on being present, working on making progress, right, is that we're just taking a progressive journey together. And we're learning some skills and tools where you're going to learn to trust yourselves more and to take more action. But there will be days where you feel like, gosh, I took 3 steps forward yesterday, I'm taking 2 back today, or my old negative thoughts came up, or I got derailed with this, or this thing happened. It's just being able to trust and allow yourself to be in that journey. And that makes a difference, 1,000%. So sending you guys lots of love. Take your vitamins, get some good rest, drink lots of water, take good care of your bodies. I'm looking forward to, I want to see some vision boards start to show up on our Facebook group. If you have a vision board already, show it to us. If it's a work in progress, that's okay. Show it to us. Or if you want to just share one image that's going to go on your vision board, that's okay too. Just so we get to know each other a little bit better. It's like, what's something you want and something that's on your vision board and that you're working towards? I love to see those connections. I wish you a great rest of your Wednesday. Have a fantastic day. I'll be checking in on our Facebook group. I'd love to dialogue there with you more. Next week on Monday, as you've heard me share already, we're going to talk about next week the power of organization, mostly with your time, and then we will be talking about your physical space as well, but we'll be working on concepts called time blocking, around prioritization and scheduling, how to remove your distractions or put better leashes on them so you can have more productivity in your calendar. You're going to love week 3, some good things. If you have an extra prayer or healing vibe, send it my way. I'm ready to be completely, I'm making progress with this baby, but man, I'm ready for it to move on in terms of this cold. This voice, I know it might sound sexy, but gosh, I'm ready to be complete with that. So I send you love. If you have a little love, send my some way, and you know, I'll look forward to seeing you on our Facebook group. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. Talk to you soon.